A shipping container filled with firefighting gear and school supplies from Vermont will soon make its way to Tanzania. VPR's Amy Noyes reports it's the result of a high school service learning trip last summer.
Walk into Brian Schwartz's classroom at the Green Mountain Technology and Career Center in Hyde Park, and you might think you've come across a fire sale, so to speak. There are mountains of bunker gear, boots, pants, gloves, coats, helmets, you name it. In all, nearly 150 full sets of gear, as well as a few dozen air packs and bottles. Once you hear Schwartz is also a member of the Waterbury Fire Department, it makes a little more sense. But you also have to hear about a recent trip he took with high school kids.
Last summer, we were afforded the opportunity to take a group of students and other teachers to Tanzania, where we worked at an orphanage.
They were there to help build a dormitory for the orphanage, but Schwartz found some time for a side trip.
And what does a firefighter do when they're on vacation? They go and visit the local fire department. So I got a chance to drive about 3 hours away to the big city of Iringa, which houses about 200,000 people. And I got to sit down with James, who is the head of special operations for their fire department. And he showed me around, showed me everything that they do, what they have.
What they had was two broken trucks and four sets of firefighting gear for a 27-person department protecting hundreds of thousands of residents. Erica Gates is one of the students who went with Schwartz.
They had a police truck as one of their fire trucks, and you think, like, how does that even work? But they have to make things work, you know, over there. Like, they don't have the things we do.
The lack of equipment was astounding to Schwartz and his students, especially considering the amount of functional gear that ends up in Vermont's landfill.
The first thing I thought about when I came back to America is the fact that we have to get rid of our fire gear, our personal protective equipment, after 10 years. That's the national standard. Whether it's seen fire or not, that has to go away, and it has to go into our dumps. And it's non-decompostable material.
So Schwartz put the call out to fire departments around Vermont and collected their outdated gear. Some departments also wrote him checks to help cover the shipping costs, which are considerable. Schwartz is raising $11,000 to ship a 40-foot container. They're hoping to raise the rest of the money through a silent auction and fundraising dinner at the school next week. They'll serve authentic Tanzanian recipes they learned on their trip. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.